Welcome back to yet another fantastic musical episode of Insomnia Radio Canada, where we bring you all kinds of fantastic, probably never heard before, Canadian music, right? Yes. So That band is someone you might recognize. We've played them before. It's Speed Control and their new track, Headlights. And personally, I thought this was one fantastic way to kick off show 109. That's right, 109 is pretty high up there. So, Speed Control write to me, Headlights is one to crank in the car driving down the highway. In the Yukon, you can always see people coming, headlights on. Sometimes one is burnt out, but everyone is still rolling. And of course, you can stream this over on all your favorite spots on the net, you know, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Spotify, yada, 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 right? Headlights reflects on living in the Yukon, lost love, hitting the free store for tapes, but overall, it's all about having a good time and enjoying life. So this track was one of the last tracks these guys recorded at Montreal's Breaking Glass studio before they dismantled their giant live room, and the last recording outside the Yukon before COVID-19 shut down the world. They would like to do a shout out to Yukon Media Development and Yukon Government, who helped support the recording of this song. So that's pretty awesome. You guys, of course, can check out more of their fantastic stuff. They've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and their own personal website. And of course, there will be a link to their website in the show notes over on the webpage. So, show 109. And winter's about to set in here in Canada. We've had snow the last 2 days in southern Ontario where I'm at. And I'm like, no, thank you. Pass. Give me my fall weather. That we kind of went from summer to this almost cold winter to winter. We didn't get that really nice fall weather this year that I really, really love. So hopefully we get a seasonal winter and the world can get this COVID stuff under control and people can start doing things again, like socializing and going to shows and concerts and theater stuff. Because I know we're all missing that in the world for the people that are listening to these shows. And yeah, it's a big thing. I was bad. I haven't seen as many shows as I could have before COVID because I was exhausted, had no energy, working temp jobs, working crazy hours at my jobs before that. And it made it hard to get out and have that energy to be a functional part of a show. So keep sending me your great music here. I will keep sharing it. And if you're a band listening to the show for the first time, you can send me your tracks, chris@insomniaradio.net. Do not send them to me on Facebook. You can reach out to me on Facebook. That's fantastic. Share your website on Facebook. Also fantastic. But if you want to send me a track, send it in the email. If it doesn't come to the email, I don't tend to chase it down on Facebook and try and get it. So keep that in mind. chris@insomniaradio.net. Really simple. We've also got Twitter, IR_Canada, real easy, not that hard to find us. Don't use Twitter nearly as often as much as I could, but I am starting to use it more, which is fantastic. I think so. Yeah, fantastic. Post on the Facebook a couple times a week, plus the releases for the show. And of course, you can find us on Telegram. The invite link to join us on Telegram is on the webpage. And Telegram is a spot where we all sit and chat about the show and other music things and just life in general. There's also an announcement channel where I just pop up links for the show for people that don't use a podcast feed app, whether it be from Amazon or Apple or wherever. I use CastBox. I enjoy that one. It works for me. So feel free to give that one a try if you're not using one already. And of course, you know, we've got our Patreon page, and we're up to 9 fantastic people that are making monthly donations towards the show and helping keep my internet on and all those things. And we're up to about $50 a month, which is, you know, pretty good. I think that's a great start. I would love to be able to see us reach $500 a month, but who knows? But you know, Patreon has helped me find the motivation to do weekly shows for you guys. So things have been coming out on a regular schedule. Some of our fantastic Patreon members get the show on Friday, 2 days before everybody else. Nobody at higher tiers where they get all the extra fantastic perks that I'm going to be offering and stuff, but you know, gotta start somewhere. But anyways, now that I've told you how to send me feedback and told you about this first band, I think I should play 2 more tracks for you. Yeah, 2 more tracks, here they come.
You're coming up short, but so am I. Hasn't got my way in a long, long time. That's you.
I'm Darren Trudeau.
And I'm Rob Stewart from Sound Switch.
And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Bands to talk about. I think I said that right. Anyways, first up there, we had new to the show. Yep, this is a new band to the show. They are Tripper and the Wild Things. And Tripper and the Wild Things are from Hamilton, Ontario. And the track was called Juno. And they say the message behind our new track, Juno, is about growth and self-awareness. Who cares what people think? Just go for it. And of course, there will be links in the show notes so you guys can go learn more about Tripper and the Wild Things. Then we had a band called The Nursery. Yeah, I know. Different, right? Different name for a band. And let's see what we can say about them. I got a lot of emails back and forth with them this week, I think. So, the track we played from them was called Demons, and it was inspired by the idea of romanticizing the darker parts of humanity. A song about being lured into the dark side and finding out you like it there, inspired by the impulses of what turns out to be primitive minds on no matter how scary, repulsed, or uncertainly we may be to a situation. So, two totally polarly opposite songs that we just played there. But hey, why not? Because, you know, music is interesting and it's a great way for people to express themselves. So those folks from the nursery are from Toronto, Ontario, and their Facebook link will be in the show notes. Halfway through the show today. I've got three more fantastic tracks. Yeah. Really, really digging the last three tracks this week. So hopefully you guys will enjoy them just as much as I have. So here are the next two for you to listen to.
This is Stephen Wright from the Marvelous Bohunks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, Kill Your FM.
Thank you.
So what do you think? Two more good talks? Iffy tracks? Send me some feedback. Let me know what you thought. Yeah. Feedback. Love feedback. Never get enough feedback. Awesome stuff. Anyways, we had their Teen Ravine and their track Everyone. And they are from Toronto, Ontario. And they wrote to me and said, as I was walking along a busy street, when a frazzled, distracted driver almost hit me with their car, I did that thing where I pointed with two fingers at my eyes and then towards them as to say, watch where you're going. In response, the driver rolled down their window and screamed at me in frustration. There's just a lot going on right now. Our new song, Everyone, is kind of about that. There's just a lot going on right now. The track is an The track is an escapist fantasy which explores the desire to withdraw from an overstimulating world. It's about wanting to do nothing at all. See, now I'm flipping words around. It's about wanting to do nothing and shut it all down. If less is more, then none is most. You can catch their YouTube video, and they are on, I believe, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those other fun stuff. And I believe I'm leaving you a link to their webpage in the show notes. Yep, definitely to the show notes. That second track there was from Lauren McFarlane, and she managed to get her track back to me just in time to get into this week's show. So I was kind of excited to be able to play it. And her track is called Friendly. It's the debut single from her upcoming EP, which was born out of a writing exercise she embarked on after she began to think that the only good songs she could write were sad ones. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed that track, and we'll send her some feedback about what you thought about it, because it's always great when you're just starting out to get some positive feedback or something that's going to help with the creativity, or here's what I liked about it, and I think you have space to grow and improve here. Those are always great types of feedback. So she has Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Apple Music, Spotify, and of course her website where I will be sending you. And in case I didn't say the track, yeah, it was Friendly, right? Friendly, yes. So we have one more track. This is the saddest part of the show for me. One track left. Always a sad thing when you've only got one track, but that means we're one step closer to next week's show with lots of more music, so there is that. So I'm going to rush, finish this off, and give you this last track, get it all edited and ready to go, because I'm going to go be a guest on Tea Earl Grey Hot as we discuss Discovery Season 5 episode, or Season 3 episode 5. Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. I get to hang out with Dave and Yannick for a couple hours. Awesome sauce, right? Yeah, I don't know why I'm saying awesome sauce so much today. I just am. Anyways. Last track day, Speaker Face. I have played them before. And funny thing, I played Speaker Face and Speed Control back to back on shows. I think it was 98 and 99. Yeah, I'll have to double check that for you guys if you really want to know. But yeah, that's where we're at. So Speaker Face, Toronto, Ontario. I'm going to leave you a link to their Facebook page, but I'm pretty sure they've got all the other fun socials. And this track is Call Me Out. And they wrote a little ditty, I think. Let's see if I can find it, because, you know, email and all that fun space. Here we go. This is their self-produced, genreless album, Crescent. It's out today, so it's already out. You guys can go check it out. We believe that electronic music can meld with folk and singer-songwriter music to enhance and transform it. The record's new single, Call Me Out, is about patience and providing space for someone while they work through their feelings. Listen, learn, and give someone as much support as you're able to. The jagged beats and nostalgic chord progression further the feel of disjointedness while maintaining a touching and mesmerizing groove. Lose yourself in the trancey loop, Call Me Out, while meditating on the intimate feeling of caring for someone so deeply you're willing to walk away alongside them. Willing to walk alongside them through the dark times. Oh, I gotta stop reading today. It's just not working for me. Celebrate the strengths of compassion and understanding. Our last album was an exploration of electronic music, and with Crescent we maintain the idea of no rules while stripping away any nonsense and focusing on simplicity. There's space for instruments to exhale, space for the beat to permeate, and space for the voice to feel free. So hope you guys enjoy this track, and we'll see you next week. Ciao.
Conflict. Thought that I could wait. Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.